All right, children, come forward. Okay, are we ready? Everybody ready? Good morning. All right. Now let's have a prayer and then we'll start my lesson. Dear Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day and for allowing us to come to church here today, Lord, that we can learn of you and that we can worship you and just be with the children here also, Lord. Help them to be able to draw closer to you, Lord, and that I could speak clearly and that they can understand, Lord. Just bless him here and bless Levi as he shares also, Lord. Give him peace in his heart. Just be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I'm going to read a verse here in Psalms. It's Psalms 104, verse 24. It says, O Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So this chapter is talking about all the animals and the trees and all the things that God created. And it says how manifold are the works. And manifold means like many and different kinds. So it's saying how many different kinds of things that he's made, you know. So I'm going to talk about one of those things that he made today. One of his creation. I told Judson last night he can't answer this question, but he can if he wants. So what is this? Come on, say it. It's a woodpecker, yeah. So I'm going to talk a little bit about woodpeckers today, about how special they are and how God created them, like the different neat things God made a woodpecker to do. So most birds have four toes, all right? We have five. Most of them have four, and most birds have three toes in the front and one in the back, kind of like our hand, so you can grab a hold of something. You kind of have like a thumb in the back. A woodpecker has two forward and two backwards, and it helps them so they can hang on the tree a lot better. And also their tail, if you ever find a woodpecker tail feather, it's real short and real stiff. It's not soft, and it's kind of like a third leg. So they have 2 feet, and the tail actually helps them balance on the tree. So that's one special thing God created on a woodpecker. And if you notice, most woodpeckers, they don't sit on a branch and look straight forward. They'll sit on the side of a tree. So that's why they have two toes in the front, two in the back, and a real stiff tail. It helps them hang on to that tree. Now, a woodpecker, it'll peck on a tree up to 12,000 times a day. That's a lot. But did you know their beaks never wear down? Like a beaver, when they're chewing on a tree, they're chewing because it wears their teeth down. Their teeth keep growing. But a woodpecker's beak doesn't wear down. Because if it would, within a couple months, it wouldn't have a beak. And then what's it going to do? But God made that beak really strong. So when they're pecking all day long, it doesn't wear away. Now, how do you think a woodpecker knows where to peck on a tree? So, first of all, we need to understand, why do they peck on the tree? It's because they're trying to find bugs like beetles and worms inside. On the reason they know where to peck is because they can hear inside that tree, they can hear the little bugs and the worms as they're chewing and moving around. We can't hear that. But God made them with real powerful ears, and they can hear that, and then they know where to peck. So as they're pecking, there's all kinds of dust and stuff flying, right? Well, their nose, you know where a bird's nose is? It's on the top of the beak, right at the base. There's two little slits. If you look at a chicken, you can see it. Well, if they're pecking all day, there's dust flying around. Don't you think their nose would get all full of dust? But God made it special that there are some real fine feathers that hang out over that nose. If you look at a woodpecker, it looks like hair at the base of the beak, and it covers those holes. There's no dust goes in there. Isn't that amazing? Like, other birds don't have that. Here's a really interesting fact. Did you know a woodpecker's tongue wraps around his brain? Isn't that crazy? Ours goes down our throat. A woodpecker, it goes into his beak, and it wraps around the brain, comes down to the base of the beak again. And one of the reasons for that is God made that because when they're pecking all day, imagine if you banging your head on a tree all day, you'd probably soon die. It's not good for your head. But that tongue wrapped around there, it helps to absorb the shock every time it hits, and it doesn't hurt the brain. Isn't that amazing? And here's a picture of it. Obviously, you can't see the tongue on the outside of the head, but the tongue wraps around his brain just like that. And those tongues can come out so far. And at the end of it, if you notice, see that those little barbs on there? It has little hooks. So when it pecks a hole or finds a hole that a beetle made, you can stick his tongue in there, and those little hooks will hook onto that bug and pull right back out and eat it. Because one time, I have a video of it on my phone, one of my sisters hit a woodpecker with a car, and it was stuck on the front. So I got it off. It was dead. And you can pull that tongue out about 3 inches. And you push it back in. I can maybe show you after church. But God made those woodpeckers really special. But did you know that He made you guys special too? In the very same way. I want to read a couple more verses in Psalms 139. All right, Psalm 139, verses 15 through 17. It says, "My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them." And then it says, "How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them." So it kind of sounds like God had this little blueprint or book for each one of us. Had all our bones written down and how we're going to look, how tall we're going to get, what color your eyes are. And He made you. Every one of us is perfectly special. And He made us perfectly. Sometimes we think, I kind of look ugly, don't I? But no, God wanted you to look just like that. You're perfect. Sometimes I think, man, my nose is kind of long, you know. But I don't care. I mean, at least I have friends, right? And that's how God made me. He wanted me to have a long nose. But at least I can smell, too. So each one of us is perfect. And there is not another person just like you anywhere in the whole world out of the millions of people. You're just one of a kind. So be just who God made you. And I like verse 17. It says, "How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them." So God has real nice thoughts about each one of us every day. He thinks real good of us. He never thinks, oh, he's kind of ugly. No, He loves us. He has real nice thoughts. I'm going to read a short Bible story. And then I'll close. That's the first story in the Bible. I think we all know what it is. And there's three questions after it, and I want to hear answers, all right? So listen. Okay. It says, "The Holy Bible begins with God. He created the beautiful heavens above and the earth below for us to live on. There was a time when everything was dark, very dark. No birds, animals, or laughter of little children were heard. Then a voice spoke, "Let there be light." And suddenly there was light. God separated the light from the darkness and named them day and night. This happened the very first day. On the second day, God started to make a beautiful world. He divided the water from the air. Then the blue sky appeared. On the third day, God made dry land by gathering the waters into oceans, streams, and rivers. He covered the plains, hills, and mountains with grass, flowers, vines, and trees. Olives, apples, cherries, peaches, and berries grew on the trees and bushes. On the fourth day, God put something yellow and round in the sky. What was that? The sun, yes. It was the sun. In the evening, a glowing moon appeared, and many stars dotted the sky. On the fifth day, there were sounds everywhere. What did God create this day? Yeah. He made birds to fly in the air and fish to swim in the water. They were all sizes and shapes and colors. And there were whales and goldfish and bluebirds and geese and ostriches. And these are only a few things, few of the many creatures he made. On the sixth day, cattle, creeping things, and other animals were seen. God made cows and horses, sheep, and dogs, and cats, along with lions and tigers and bears and rabbits. It was a wonderful birthday present for the first man whom God also created that day. Do you know the name of this first man? Yeah, it was Adam. On the seventh day, God rested. He called it a holy day, for he had finished all his good work. And if we note, if we read in the Bible, after everything he said, it was good. It was perfect. So just remember that. Don't ever think that, oh, I'm not good at anything or I look ugly. Because God made you just how he wanted you. And you're perfect in his eyes. So I have some questions. Who made all things that live? God, yeah. And can you name some of the nice things that God made? What are some things that God made? Some nice things. Say it loud. Everybody, just whatever you want to say. Yeah, there's a lot of things. And this one's kind of a trick question. See if you get it right. It says, how many days did it take God to create the world? Six. Man, you're smart. Yeah, because on the seventh day he rested. So that is my lesson for today. I hope you learned something new. So you can go back to your seats.